Now, the likes of Ed Sheeran and James Blunt, they've been lending their hands to a Wiltshire-based charity, which is there to offer morale-boosting help to the armed services. And now, the British Forces Foundation, which is based here in Wiltshire and celebrating its 21st anniversary this year, is raising money. And they're doing this through a special auction, with one of the top lots being a private online performance by classical singer Catherine Jenkins, right there in your home if you are the successful bidder. So, been finding out a bit more about this. To tell us more is the charity's director, Mark Cann.
Essentially, we articulate the public support for the armed forces all over the world, but especially those on the front line. And I think especially that is more important when we stand in front of the armed forces audience. A bit, opportunities like this are much appreciated when we talk to the public, because the issue is that the armed forces quite often feel they're not understood, they're not appreciated, or people don't understand what it is they do. I have to say, from personal experience and from experience with the BFF, it's one thing to do your duty for your country. It is absolutely essential, for all sorts of reasons, psychological and otherwise, that you understand and sense that you're doing it for the public. That's what they think of when they're, you know, serving to the Queen and country. When they say country, they're thinking the British public.
Of course, like a lot of charities, I guess you've been hit pretty hard by what's been going on over the last 2 or 3 months. So how has that affected you?
We're an events-based charity. I mean, we fundraise for live events, and of course, our core activity for the armed forces is concerts and shows and things like that with high-profile stars and so on. That's just off. We've done one or two sort of online things, but we've been sort of cut off at the knees, both from the fundraising perspective and the delivery. But such is life. We're a strong charity. We've got an excellent board of trustees, and you know, we're always prepared for the good days and especially for the bad days. In the short term and possibly the medium term, it's going to be pretty brutal. We are soldiering on, and we also have projects that we can do. One quite exciting project we're working on, which I can't talk too much about, so it's not very helpful. But anyway, we're able to work on this. It's quite a technical thing at the moment. This is a bit of a game changer. Nighttime sharpens,
heightens each sensation. We certainly have the support of some big names, James Blunt, of course, and Ed Sheeran. More recently, Catherine Jenkins, who's one of your trustees, has come on board with all this as well. So tell us about this online concert and what's going on.
One of the lots in the auction, if you go to bff.org.uk, on the front page, you can click on the auction and see all the lots. And there's a variety of lots, which is just a way of raising funds. But most importantly, people can donate lots and also show their support for the armed forces by just sort of making a tiny donation. £1 or sending a message or something like that. Catherine said, well, I'll do a private concert for somebody electronically through Zoom or Facebook or Skype or something like that. Whoever wins that lot, then Catherine will appear on their screen at home and chat and perform for 20 minutes. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. There are 50 lots from £1 items to fantastic sort of holidays, as and when you're allowed to take them, but in Scotland, etc. It's just fun, a lot of interesting stuff for all tastes.
You know, if there are lessons to be learnt from what we're all going through at the moment, what do you think as a charity you've learnt from all of this?
Charities are useless if they can't adapt. You also need patience, and you have to let other people get on and do their job, and all you can do is support them. If we got something right, it was having a robust policy so that we would be able to withstand shocks such as this. Don't be too protectionist about your little area. You know, you've got to look at the big picture and support what's going on. And everyone hates change, but change is a constant of humanity, and change is the new normal, but it always was. So just don't fight it, go with it. Good friends we have.
Well, a reminder of that website if you'd like to bid on any of the auction lots for the British Forces Foundation based in Wiltshire, especially to have Catherine Jenkins singing online privately to you or your household. Just go to BFF, that's the letter B, letter F, BFF.org.uk, and you can find out all about it there. Right now, the Cars. This is Drive. Who's got-
gonna tell you